What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Austin Hallman is flat out paying prostitutes to be with him. As you guys know, Austin Hallman is somewhere in Latin America. I think he's either in Paraguay or in Chile, and there's a video of him that he released of himself being in this luxury upscale restaurant surrounded by four women. And obviously they're drinking wine, they're eating lobster filet mignon. Obviously this is a very, very expensive meal, even in a third world poverty stricken country. And this video is that you guys out there need to understand that Austin Hallman is pretty much doing pay to play ever since Kate from Thailand, okay? Some of you guys in the comment section been telling me, yo, Amar, I think Austin is a plant. I think he's being used to spread feminism worldwide, because obviously when Austin Hallman goes to these countries, the prices of poon pops up. Like John, the Filipino guy here on MGTOW TV, said the price of pussy in Tijuana shot up a couple hundred dollars. He said that in places like Costa Rica, pussy is now $500 an hour. I've been to Cartagena. I've got good pussy in Cartagena for $50. And now I'm hearing that pricing in Cartagena because of Austin Hallman is now $300, $400. So the price of pussy has doubled, tripled, quadrupled because of the passport bro movement. So like a lot of you guys out there are beginning to think, and I'm thinking this myself, I really think that Austin Hallman is a CIA plant whose job it is to do two things. Number one, his job is to bring feminism worldwide. Because here's the thing you guys need to understand. Feminism is women simply having fun. I've been saying that for pretty much since the day I started doing these videos like 6 years ago, okay? Now, feminism is really nothing more than hypergamy for women. That's really feminism is, you know? When a woman has so many options, that's hypergamy, that's feminism, okay? Feminism cannot exist in poor countries. This is why in the poor countries, women are nice, because their hypergamy simply has not been activated. Therefore, they don't have much options. Therefore, they're going to be nice to guys. It's that simple. With Austin Hallman traveling all over the world and sending passport bros to Thailand, to Africa, to Latin America, these passport bros, they're simping with several hundreds of dollars, you know. And when you go to like Colombia and you give some bitch $500, that's a whole month wage working 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. And she gets that in an hour of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So guess what? You are spreading feminism. So is the CIA using Austin Hallman as a way to spread feminism around the world? Yes. Is it possible that these disgruntled young men who can't get pussy here in America because they're so ugly, awkward, like Austin Hallman, is it a possibility that the CIA is like, hey, instead of these guys actually becoming violent, why don't we give them the illusion that they can go overseas and, you know, get women overseas? That way they don't sit here in America and, you know, get upset at us. And, you know, the passport bros are getting murdered. I mean, we are hearing of black people getting murdered, robbed, drugged, kidnapped in Latin America on a daily basis now. So is it possibility that the CIA is like, hey, why don't we kill three birds with one stone? Number one, we spread feminism all over the world, because again, these passport bros, they go to these countries out there and they start paying bitches, you know, $300, $400, $500 for an hour of sex. So now these poor women in God knows what country where they make $5 a day, now feminism is there because of her hypergamy, getting paid hundreds of dollars for an hour of sex. So the passport bro, at the same time, all the young disgruntled men who might become violent, they're going overseas, and hopefully they get murdered overseas. That way we don't have to face them here in America. So if the CIA is genuinely backing Austin Hallman, this is a very, very smart move on their part, okay? And you guys have to understand, Austin Hallman is burning through probably $15,000 a month, okay? I know a lot of black people say, "Oh, Omar, oh, why you pocket watching another man's pocket?" That's what we Jews do. You know the old saying, follow the money? Yeah, follow the money, okay? So when you have somebody like Austin Hallman who brags about taking a $50 Uber ride for a couple of miles in Chile, it's like, dude, I can take an Uber ride in Lauderdale for a couple of miles for like $10, you know? Like the Uber ride from Boca Raton metro rail station all the way to my to where I park my car in Boca Raton, which is like 3.5-4 miles, that's about $10-11. But yet you have Austin Hallman bragging about taking a $50 Uber ride in Chile for a couple of miles. Where is he getting the money from? Yeah, I know there are simps out there who donate him money because they want to live vicariously through a kid who's only like 24 years old. But no, the amount of money that Austin Hallman is burning through is about $15,000 a month. You know, all these prostitutes he's hiring, all these expensive meals he's taking these women out on, this ain't cheap, dudes. This guy's probably burning through a couple hundred dollars a day. You know, the five-star hotels that he stays at, you know, traveling like same day, you know, booking a ticket. You know, Floyd said something in an interview with Razor Ray's a couple of days ago. He said, Austin is on a schedule. They got Austin on a schedule. Well, who is they? Who has Austin on a schedule? Somebody is backing Austin up. Austin Hallman is not an organic dude, guys. He's not some guy who decided, hey, I'm going to be a passport bro one day, and boom, shakalaka-laka, the movement took over. No. Austin Hallman is being pushed. He's probably being pushed by the CIA. And you guys need to understand this and understand this really good, dudes, okay? How can you travel throughout all these countries? How can you take all these women? How can you, like, be popping bottles? I mean, you guys remember when Austin was in Africa? He, like, cordoned an entire section of the nightclub for him. Table service. Dude, even in fucking Africa, table service and cordoning an entire section of the nightclub just for you, that's gonna cost you a couple hundred dollars, guys, okay? Even in Africa, things are not that cheap. Where's he getting the money from? You know, these passport bros who work at Popeyes or live on welfare, Section 8 housing, you know, the guys who give him like $5-$10, you know, that ain't gonna do jack squat, dudes. You know, that $5-$10 you give, you know, if you give me $10, that's enough to feed me for a whole day in fucking wherever I go in the world. But $10 to Austin Hallman, I mean, the guy brags about buying cigars and alcohol for several hundreds of dollars, and yet you guys give him $5-$10 thinking that's gonna make a difference? No. Somebody is backing Austin Hallman, okay? Austin Hallman gets about 1 million views a month on YouTube, okay? YouTube ad revenues are down for everybody, especially these channels like Austin Hallman, because here's the thing, you know, if you have a financial channel, then YouTube can advertise financial products which have a hefty profit margin, therefore you get paid more for a financial product or a financial ad on your channel. But a channel like fucking Austin Hallman, what the fuck are they gonna promote on his channel, you know? Fucking Candy Crush? So Austin Hallman is probably making no more than $3,000 a month off of ad revenue. Let's just say he makes another $1,000 off of simps, you know, live chatting him. That's $4,000. Let's say he's making another $1,000 from memberships and shit like that. Austin Hallman's Patreon, he's making like $350 a month off of Patreon. For a guy who has almost 100,000 subscribers, you know, for him to make $300 and some a month off of Patreon, this just goes to show you that he's not getting financially supported by the community like we all think he is. Not to mention that his $75,000 GoFundMe only raised like $1,000, and it's been up there for years. So it's obvious that Austin Holman is not getting financially supported by the community like that, okay? So I'm saying that realistically speaking, Austin Holman is making $3,000 a month off of YouTube ad revenue, another $1,000 off of Super Chat, and that's a high end, so that's $4,000, another $1,000 off of like memberships and stuff like that, which is on the high end. So we're at $5,000, and let's say people are actually dumb enough to pay him $150 for a consultation. So let's say Austin Holman is making all in all $7,000 a month, okay? Let's say Austin Holman is making $7,000 a month. That's not enough. I mean, for us in America, $7,000 enough. I mean, like where I live here in small town USA, you know, $7,000 a month, you're living good. But by Austin Holman's standards, where every day he's hopping on a plane, first class tickets, you know, Austin Holman brags about buying a ticket same day. He doesn't even, you know, in some, most of the time, guys, if you buy a plane ticket like several days or a week out, you can get them very cheap. You know, you can get a ticket very cheap, you know, a week out for $100. But if you try to buy that very same ticket, like same deal, which is what Austin Holman does, it's now $500-$600. So Austin Holman's a lifestyle, guys. This is a lifestyle that's probably costing $15,000 a month minimum, okay? He's obviously being supported by somebody. And the fact that Floyd is not a smart guy, by the way, guys. Most black people are not smart, you know. The fact that Floyd said they got Austin Holman on a schedule on a live stream. Who are they? Who has Austin Holman on a schedule? You know, that's what I want to know. He said Austin Holman is on a schedule. Well, who has Austin Holman on a fucking schedule, okay? These are all questions. These are all questions you guys gotta find out. Who the fuck has Austin Holman on a schedule to go to all these cities, to go all to all these countries, you know? It's not organic. Austin Holman is not organic. And what Austin Holman nowadays is doing, like in the latest video, he has some Sharmuta, like, fucking feeding him. It's like, what the fuck is this, dude? I know you're still under the age of 25, but come on, dude. Are you like a little boy who wants his mommy to feed him? Come on, man. Nah. I genuinely think Austin Holman is a plant by the CIA to simply infantilize black people. I mean, how many black people are we hearing about getting murdered, raped, drugged, all because of Austin Holman? And you guys gotta understand, there are gringo hunters in every third world country out there who go to these upscale restaurants and they're hoping for some rich gringo to buy them drink. When I was in Latvia, okay, when I was in Latvia, I was in the capital of Latvia. I was in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, and I went to Sky Bar, which is a very, very upscale bar, and even though by our standards as American it wasn't all that expensive, but by their standards in Latvia it is expensive. So here I am at Sky Bar. I got my own damn table, you know. I ordered one of those they called it a bubble shake. It ended up costing me like 11, 12 American dollars, which ain't a big deal at all. It was really nice. So, and a girl came and sat next to me. She started getting on her, she was on her phone. She was like sitting next to me. It's like, bitch, why are you sitting right next to me for? I don't know you. She's a fucking gringo hunter, dudes. That's what these women do. These women go to upscale places like that, and guess what? The establishment is in on it because they know that girl is gonna sit with some dude. The dude is gonna try to flex on her. He's gonna order all sorts of food and in particular alcohol. So yeah, they're gonna make several hundred dollars off of some fucking dumbass gringo who's gonna try to flex on a fucking Sharmuta, okay? Guys, this is exactly what Austin Holman is doing, guys, okay? When you guys saw Austin Holman at that bar with lobster, filet mignon, alcohol, these girls are there to hunt people like him so they can get a free upscale meal. Not to mention the restaurant is making several hundred dollars off of this now. Okay, guys, you guys gotta understand, dudes, these women don't like you. They don't even respect you. They fucking hate your guts, you know? What they're doing in Colombia now, what the women in Colombia now are doing, they're just flat out murdering you. They're murdering you, they're drugging you, they're kidnapping you, you know? If a girl has to act like she likes you, you know, kind of like what they do with Austin Holman, yeah, she's gonna act like she likes you, okay? But trust and believe, if that woman had the opportunity to kill you, boom, she's gonna take it. And this is exactly why we're seeing black people getting murdered all over Latin America now, you know? This passport bro movement is going worldwide, you know? Even the Asian women are getting in on it. I know a lot of black dudes are like, oh yeah, Filipina P, she's on our side, you know. She likes us chocolate kings, dog. It's like, nah, bro. Nah. They just want your money. You passport bros out there, you gotta understand. These women want your money. And if they can get your money by murdering you, which is what they're already doing, they're gonna do it. Guys, this is only gonna get worse, okay? Once these people realize that, hey, these passport fools are so goddamn dumb, gullible, naive, that they have no idea that we plan on murdering them and kidnapping them, they're gonna do more of it. And when the US government, what did the US government do? You know, the US government said, oh yeah, guys, don't go to Colombia. Is the US government gonna avenge the death of the countless passport bros who were murdered, kidnapped in Colombia? Absolutely not, because the US government is probably in on it, you know? So once these people all over the world, they realize that, oh shit, we can effectively murder, kidnap black people, take their shit, and nobody's gonna do anything about it, well, guess what? That's gonna be the norm. You guys gotta understand, man. You black people, and I'm part black. By the way, guys, see this over here? See this? This is my natural... You can probably see it here a little bit more, okay? This is my natural hair, okay, guys? My hair is like that of razor rays, okay? I'm part black. I was born in Africa, you know? So all of you guys out there are going to say, oh yeah, he racist, he hates black people. Yeah, that don't work on me, okay? But here's the thing. You black people out there, especially you American blacks, you were born as natural losers. You're born losers, you are living as losers, and you will die as losers. And, you know, special shout. Do you guys want to know who hates American blacks the most? African blacks, okay? Special shout out to EuroGA nationalist who said that the American blacks we have are from the Bantu tribe, okay? You are the blacks that other blacks back in Africa didn't want. They're like, hey, white boy, come and take these niggers. And, you know, 400 years later, joke's on us, you know? So you guys out there, you were born inferior, you are living as inferior, you will die as inferior, and the more you try to win, the worse it will get for you, you know? For example, when the Arab Spring happened, and again, you know, Tamar, if he's watching my videos, he can chime in and he'll tell you, you know, I was in his apartment in LA off of Hollywood Boulevard. I was in his apartment and we saw the whole Egyptian revolution thing start off in Egypt. And I remember telling him, stupid Egyptians, this is going to be bad for him. And the reason why it's going to be bad for him is that you're not going to be great tomorrow because of today when you were a fucking loser yesterday, okay? Today, guys, Egypt is vastly worse than where it was before the Egyptian revolution, okay? I remember the time when one American dollar was equal to 3 Egyptian pounds, okay? So for those of you who can't do math, if you take 100 Egyptian pounds and you turn it into dollars, it will be like $33. I remember those days, okay? That's a prayer Asr prayer. But anyway, so going back to what I was telling you, back in the day, 100 Egyptian pounds would have been the equivalent of 33 American dollars. That's a good exchange rate, by the way, for those of you guys who don't know any better. Today, one American dollar is worth about over 30 Egyptian pounds. That means the same 100 Egyptian pounds that before the Egyptian Revolution would have gotten you 33 American dollars, it now gets you like $3, okay? This just goes to show you how bad things got in Egypt, because the Egyptian people thought to themselves, we're gonna have a revolution, we're gonna go out, we're gonna change the world. No, you just made things worse because genetically you're inferior, okay? You know, every race had its day under the sun, okay? When humanity started and we needed black people to walk around saying, ook, ook, pussy, ook, ook, six, okay, black people were good for that, you know. 1,000 years ago, when humanity needed Arabs to simply hold on to the knowledge of the Greeks and the Romans, they were good for that. Today, there's no need to have blacks. There's no need to have Arab people anymore. You are obsolete. There is no reason to have black and Arab people today. This is why I'm a big fan of blacks and Arabs who are, you know, respectable and decent human beings to like breed out their race, you know. Like, for example, dudes, if I go to Latin America, if I ever hook up with a woman to actually have children with in Latin America, I'm doing white women who are of absolute European descent. I'm not doing Morenos. I'm not doing fucking Aztec, Mayan, no, indigenous woman. I'm only gonna be doing white woman, okay, guys? I will either do white woman or maybe Asian woman. That's it, because you got, like I said, you've got to elevate your inferior genetics up. Like, for example, I don't want my kids to have curly hair, okay, guys? I don't want my kids to have motherfucking curly hair. So trust and believe, I'm gonna find me the white girl or the Asian girl who has the straightest hair ever, so my kids don't have hair like this, okay? And that's what I'm telling you. This is what I tell Muslims out there. This is what I tell black people out there, okay? If you are a decent human being, upgrade your genes with white woman or Asian woman, okay? This whole passport bro movement, guys, it's only gonna make things worse, okay? It's only gonna make things worse. And here's the deal, okay? I actually feel sorry for black people, because like Coach Greg Adams said, you know, Coach Greg Adams said, I can't go to Colombia. Because if Coach Greg Adams goes to Colombia, they're going to think he's no different than any regular passport bro out there. They're not going to respect him. His life is going to be in danger. Guys, I've been to Colombia multiple times. I've had no problem in Colombia. And that's because I look more like one of them than I do black, you know? So, yeah, of course, I'm not going to have any issue in Latin America. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys, because of Austin Hallman and his passport bro movement, now you black dudes, you guys who pass off as black, you got it really bad, guys. Wherever you go in the world, you're going to be thought of as sex tourist, low IQ, gullible, naive idiots. You black guys out there, you gotta understand, man, nobody likes you, dudes. Nobody fucking likes you, okay? That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. They don't like you. If they did like you, black people, they wouldn't be murdering you in Colombia. Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. Austin Hallman has made things far worse for you as a melanated dude than anybody. Austin Hallman has done more harm for black people than anybody in the history of mankind ever did. Well, the only person who probably did more bad for black people was that African queen who sold all the black people off to America, to well, not to the America. She's, for those of you guys who don't know, there was an African queen. She allied herself with the Portuguese and the Spaniards. So what would happen is that the white guys would give her money. Then she would go out, capture all these Bantu tribes, and then she would sell them to the white boy. You know, this is how we ended up getting the Bantu tribe here in America. You know, of course, at the time, you know, 400 years ago, we didn't know we were getting the inferior black people that all the other black people in Africa didn't want. Now we know, and joke's on us, right? But the point here that I'm trying to get to you guys is that the worst enemy of a black person is another black person. Same thing with Muslims. The worst enemy of a Muslim is another Muslim. You know, this is why I tell you, I'd rather be a Jew. I'd rather go down as a dirty Jew than a good Muslim, okay? So, how many black people out there took advantage of you? Remember AMS, you know, antiquated male strategies? Yo, homie, you, I'm alpha dog. He was charging you, what, $1,000 to call him on the phone? Some shit like that? Come on, man. Then you got Black Lives Matter, you know, like the woman who ran Black Lives Matter. They made like, what, couple hundred million dollars? Where did all that money go? Oh, yeah, that's right. She bought McMansion in the whitest neighborhoods all over America. Yeah, that's what she did with the money. So, again, the worst enemy of black people is another black people. It's the same thing with Arabs and Muslims, and that's because nobody respects you. There's a reason why Islam and there's a reason why the Muslims are the laughing stock and punching bag of the world. Nobody respects Muslims, okay? Nobody respects them. They themselves don't respect themselves. And I don't care what you black people say, you know, this whole we was kings, Wakanda forever, Yaqub was black, Egypt was black, Cleopatra was black. It's all fucking cope, dudes. It's all cope. You black people were never great. You're not great. You will never, ever be great. Just accept the fact that your time under the sun has long been over. Like I said, when humanity first started and we needed people to walk around saying, ugh, food, ugh, pussy. Yeah, that's when you black people were needed. But today, other than fucking chasing after a ball and singing and dancing, like, what the hell can you black people do that nobody else can do? You know, and again, just to be absolutely clear, I don't care about the color of your skin. I just care about the type of genetic material that you are from. You know, like Eurogy, a nationalist, and a lot of people out there in the manosphere are saying, genetics play a big part in who you are. You know, firstly, for me, the Jew genetics are dominant compared to my black genetics. But yet, because I got that little bit of black genetics in me, I can relate to black people, you know. I thought this was a fly or some, you know, wasp or something. It's only like a leaf. But, yeah, I can relate to black people because I got that small black gene in me where I can be like, let me channel my inner black person. But again, fortunately for me, it's the Jewish DNA that is dominant. And this is why I'm telling you, Muslims and black guys out there, you know, get with white woman, get with Asian woman. Hopefully, the more dominant side of them is going to be Asian or white. And maybe after a couple of generations, you know, they'll pass off as white or Asian altogether, you know. So this is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. Decent black men, decent Muslim guys out there, you know, get either with a white woman or an Asian woman. Both ways, she has to be high IQ. Both ways, she has to be light skin, okay? Don't get with a Filipina. Don't get with a Mestiza or a Moreno from Latin America. Get with white Asians or white women. Period. Now, for the rest of you passport bros out there, you guys out there who worship Austin Hallman, yeah, it's over for you guys. It's only gonna get worse, okay? Price of pussy is now $500 in Costa Rica, okay? Price of pussy in Tijuana, starting off at $150, $200, okay? Price of pussy, Playa del Carmen, $200, guys. And that's from a couple of years ago, before Passport Bro movement. So it probably only got worse in Playa del Carmen. So see how you guys are making things worse for yourself when you think that you're winning? No, you're not winning, dudes. Losers might win early on, but eventually if one loser does it, then every other loser is gonna do it, and that ruins it for everybody, man. Like I said, man, in my past videos, I know this 80 plus year old white dude who's been doing Passport Bro shit since JFK was in office back in the early 60s, you know? Yet you don't see him going on the, you don't think, I know some of you are going to say, well, Amr, he's probably too old to be on the internet. Do you see any white boys getting up on the internet saying, oh yeah, bro, I'm in Cartagena, bro. Yeah, bro, look at all these fine bitches who love me, bro. No, dude, you don't see white people doing that, because white people actually have the IQ to realize, hey man, these girls that I'm getting to enjoy for $50, if other dudes come here, then that price is gonna go up. It's basic, simple IQ shit, okay? If you have room temperature IQ, you're gonna realize that, hey man, why am I creating my own goddamn competition? But black people do it because they don't have the IQ to realize, hey, this is only gonna make things worse for me. Now you are being targeted overseas. That's a problem. You know, for, okay, fine, you spend a couple $100 on pussy and the bitch doesn't give you anything, okay, fine, you know, shuck it up to the game, just take the L and keep it moving, okay, cool. But now you're getting drugged, now you're getting robbed, now you're getting murdered. It's like, come on, dudes, come on, dudes. You know, so best thing for you black dudes out there, especially you Bantu tribe, low IQ blacks, just stay your ass in America, dude. You guys have no idea how much America babies black people. Like TFM said, man, we in America, we baby black people, okay? This is why, and we baby black people here in America because we know that you guys don't have the IQ to do anything on your own. So in short of euthanizing black people, and by the way guys, the whole point of Planned Parenthood and having black people, black women have abortions, yeah, that's part of euthanizing black people, you know. And like I said, with AI coming, robots coming, black people are pretty much obsolete. You know, if I had a choice between a black and a Hispanic, I'm gonna choose a Hispanic dude, you know. So with more and more Hispanics coming into the country, legally or illegally, it don't matter, black people have become effectively speaking obsolete. And again, this is one of the reasons why the Passport Bro movement is like, hey guys, I'm Austin Hallman. You can come to fucking Paraguay or Chile. You can live the alpha male life like me. You know, beautiful woman will feed you, you know. Fucking ridiculous, guys. It's really sad. I mean, it's really sad that black people just can't see that these women are paid. I mean, you really think hot women are gonna like this fucking monkey, Austin Hallman? It's like, again, if you're a fucking loser yesterday, you're not gonna be a winner tomorrow because of today, okay? If you are born a winner, you can be dealt a bad hand in life and still overcome, okay? But if you're a loser, even if you win, it's like all these black people who like become NBA and NFL stars, and then a couple of years later, they're fucking broke, working at Winn-Dixie, bagging goods. What happened? They were losers. They were natural born losers. They got lucky because they can throw a ball or chase after a ball. They made a shitload of money, and once that opportunity was over, they lost it all because, again, they were natural born losers, okay? Now you natural born losers are going overseas, and things will just get worse and worse for you. And don't try to go back to Africa, guys. Please, please, as an African myself, please don't come back to Africa. We don't want you in Africa, okay? You Bantu people, or, you know, American foundational blacks, or whatever you call yourself, okay? Don't come back to Africa, okay? Africa has enough of its own problems. We don't want to add you people to the list. If anything, 400 years ago, we gave you away to the white boy so you can be their problem. We don't want you back in Africa, okay? You American foundational blacks, go anywhere. Anywhere but Africa. And this is why Austin Hallman left Africa, you know. See, Austin Hallman is in Latin America. At the end of the day, guys, Austin Hallman might be a CIA operative, he might be a plant, but he still has to deal with real people, okay? When Austin Hallman was in Africa, Africans just didn't want him, dude. They didn't want him back because, again, 400 years ago, they got rid of his ancestors. Now he's coming back to Africa. They're like, hail to the no. We don't want anything to do with Austin Hallman and other American foundational blacks. And this is why Austin Hallman ran back to Latin America, because in Latin America, they're like, shit, we can just rob, kidnap these people, or the very least, you know, go to an upscale restaurant with them, act as if we like them, and they'll give us money, they'll give us booze, they'll give us fucking flaming neon red lobster like we fucking saw Austin Hallman doing. So from their perspective, here in Latin America, it's not a bad deal. But again, in Africa, even though you black dudes can simp and make it rain cash money in Africa like you do in Latin America, we just don't want you. That's a problem, dudes. You know, Latin American woman, and to a certain degree, Southeast Asian woman, they'll take you simply because they want to finesse you out of your money. But we Africans, we just don't even want you back in the continent, dude. We just don't want you back in Africa. We're like, we got rid of you like 400 years ago. What the fuck are you guys doing back here in Africa? Get lost, you know. Go somewhere else, you know, leave us Africans alone, man. The whole point of slavery was to get rid of the inferior black people that we blacks, that we Africans did not want in our continent. And now you guys are coming back. And Austin Hallman learned the hard way that he and the rest of his kind are not welcome in Africa, okay? This is why you guys are not gonna see Austin Hallman going back to Africa anytime soon. He's gonna stick in Latin America. He's gonna stick maybe in Southeast Asia. He tried doing Eastern Europe, but you guys remember Austin Hallman was like, oh yeah, I love Romania, I'm gonna live in Romania for the rest of my life. And like 3 days later, he was in Latin America. What happened? Guys, even before anybody knew who the fuck Austin Hallman was, you guys remember when I was in Romania? I did a video in Romania. When was I in Romania? It was October of 2020, I think. I was in Romania. I made a video in Romania telling you they don't like black people here. Okay? This was before Passport Bros. This was before Austin Hallman, okay? They just don't like black people in Eastern Europe. They just don't like it. They don't like you in Ukraine. They don't like you in Poland. They don't like you in Romania. They don't like you in Bulgaria. Okay? So Austin Hallman learned really quick that, hey, this is not going to be a hot spot for Passport Bros simply because the natives just don't like us. Okay? So you Passport Bros, your future, Latin America or Southeast Asia. That's gonna be your future. Latin America, you're gonna get drugged, you're gonna get murdered, you're gonna get robbed. In Southeast Asia, you're gonna get finessed out of your money because Asian women are higher IQ they will play the long game, okay? These Linglings over there, they will do the whole me love you long time, and all along they're gonna have a boyfriend or a husband. Of course, you're not gonna know about that. And when the time is right, they're gonna fuck you over, okay? So at the end of the day, guys out there watching this, man, if you're a decent looking black dude, if you're a decent looking Muslim, still, you're just a decent human being, get yourself a white girl or an Asian girl. That way you can get rid of your Arab or black characteristics. Like I said, you know, I don't want my kid to have curly hair, okay? I don't want my kids to have this, okay? It's the same thing with you decent black men, decent Muslims out there, okay? I don't think inferior black people will watch this video. They're just gonna say, oh yeah, he racist, and then go, I don't know, simp for some bitch on OnlyFans, okay? So this video primarily is gonna be really for intelligent people. So you black guys out there, because of Austin Hallman, like Coach Craig Adams said, wherever you go in the world, simply because you're black, they're gonna think that you're Austin Hallman. And that's not fair. But that's the whole point of Austin Hallman and whoever is promoting him. The whole point of that is to make it look like all black people are Austin Hallman, okay? I know not all black people, thank God, not all black people are Austin Hallman. I know that for a fact. But you know what? They don't know that in Ukraine. They don't know that in Colombia. See, that's a motherfucking problem, you know? Me, Euro-GA nationalist, we know that due to genetics that not all black people are equal. We know that, okay? But they don't know that in Colombia. You think fucking cartels in Colombia know that a Kenyan black is a total and complete opposite of a Bantu? No, they don't know that. Okay? So they're gonna look at every black person as Austin Hallman, and that is really unfair for you guys out there, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, this passport bro movement is a net positive, okay? It's a net positive for two things. Number one, all the low quality women out there, they're being sponged up by the passport bros. All these low quality women out there, they're looking for a passport bro, okay? So low quality women are going to passport bros. That's a good thing. That means we are left with the higher quality woman, because all the low quality women are going to the passport bros. The second thing is that we have to elevate our game. We have to take our game to the next level. We have to take ourselves to the next level in life, okay? We just can't be ancient niggers who go to like Colombia for a week and then go back to America, back to our minimum wage jobs. We need fundamental radical changes. Again, like John, the Filipino guy on MGTOW TV says, you gotta be able to make money while you sleep. You need something that makes you make money. Like for example, John, because of his credit card processing company, when he gets you to accept credit cards, he makes like a very, very small percentage from the sales you guys make. So that allows him to live the type of lifestyle he does. Not to mention he's into real estate and shit like that, where he can, you know, make commission off. Let's say he sells a house or a something for a couple of million dollars. Then, you know, he makes a small percentage of that, you know, probably a couple of thousand dollars, and boom, shaka-laka-laka, he can live off of that for a couple of months. This is what you guys need to be doing. The worst thing you guys can do is trade time for money. That's the absolute worst thing, especially if you're doing a minimum wage job, guys. You know, if you're doing a minimum wage job, you're just clock in, clock out. At the end of the week, I'm gonna pick up my check for $400 after working 40-50 hours. Dude, that's the worst thing possible. Honestly, you're really better off panhandling on the side of the street, you'll probably make more money. You'll probably even have more freedom than you would working a 9-to-5 job, minimum wage or close to minimum wage. So you guys out there, man, you gotta start elevating your level. You just can't go to these foreign countries and be like, hey, baby mama, I'm only gonna be here a week because my money gonna run out. Then I have to go back to America and flip burgers at Popeyes. I'll see you in a half a year. That shit don't fly, dudes. You need radical, fundamental changes. Make money while you sleep. And short of that, maybe try to have a restaurant or a business overseas. That way you make money over there. Whatever the case is, guys, you've got to have radical, fundamental changes that allow you to make money while you sleep, or the very least enough to fund your lifestyle when you are in the other country. Okay, guys, this passport bullshit of working at Popeyes 51 weeks a year, raising a couple of $1,000s, and then you spend 1 week in Thailand or in Colombia making it rain cash money on them hoes, and then you go back broke and you do it for another 51 weeks, you know, until you save up some money to do it all over again. You all can't be doing that stuff, guys. You really can't. So, Passport Bro Movement is gone. See, Passport Bro Movement, I'm going to end the video on this, guys. You see, Passport Bro Movement is kind of like MGTOW in a way. In fact, Ken Del Rican, he made a video titled, MGTOW was the original Passport Bros. Now, in the MGTOW community, we are geomaxers. We geographically go where we maximize our opportunities. That's what we are. We are geomaxers. We're not fucking Passport Bros. But nevertheless, MGTOW was the original Passport Bro, if you want to call it that. I've been doing this for fucking years, you know. So this is how I know that you Passport Bros out there, especially those of you who follow Austin Hallman, this is how I know you all gonna fucking fail, and you're gonna fail miserably. So as a Passport Bro, just like MGTOW is growing, even though the government is like, oh shit, we gotta shut this down, take them off of YouTube, MGTOW is growing. Even though people don't know what MGTOW is, MGTOW is growing because guys are realizing, what am I doing? Am I gonna get with a woman who already has a body count of probably 400 or 500? Am I gonna get with a woman who has all sorts of mental illnesses, tattoos, baby daddies? It's like, and then on top of that, you got big daddy government will take my money and give it to her just because she said so. So guys are going MGTOW, whether they like it or not, they're going MGTOW, okay? Even though they may not know what MGTOW is. Passport Bro, it's gonna be the same thing, guys. You know, the seed of Passport Bro has already been, just like the seed of MGTOW was planted and other guys went MGTOW even though they may not know of MGTOW, Passport Bro has already planted a seed. And even if Passport Bros was to get kicked off the internet, guys are gonna go overseas for women. And again, I have no problem with guys going overseas for women. That's what I do. It's just that we can't have genetically inferior people going overseas because you're a natural born loser, okay? You're not gonna be a winner, okay? You're only gonna make this I know you don't care about other people, but you're only gonna make this worse for yourself. Look, you might have went to Colombia, gotten pussy at the clock tower for $50 half a year ago. Cool for you. You go to Cartagena right now, try to get that pussy again. You're probably gonna get it for $200 or $300, and you might get murdered or kidnapped in the process. So at the end of the day, you genetically inferior people out there, you're gonna end up making it worse for yourself to the point where you might get kidnapped, you might get drugged, you might get murdered. So at the end of the day, guys, I just want everybody out here to understand, man, if you were a loser yesterday, you're not gonna be a winner tomorrow because of today. All right, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.